Benjamin Franklin once wrote, "Do not waste time, for time is the stuff of which life is made." In looking at the French translation of the gospel passage, just out of curiosity to see some of the words that we're using, the word "watch" is translated in standard French as "veiller." Now, in modern French, "veiller" would mean to be on guard, to be prepared, to watch out for something. In Louisiana, we have an old version of the word that means to spend time with somebody, veiller, to make a little visit with someone. When you think about it, this is exactly what our life is meant to be like with Christ, in those two things, to veiller, visit with, spend time with, come soak up some time with the Lord and be with Him, but as He leaves, to be on guard for the next time that He comes. And how is it that we stay on guard but by using this gift of time wisely? Do not waste time, for life is made of time. A waste of time is a waste of life. Life is a gift. Time is a gift. A gift to share with others in a most valuable way. To spend quality time is to use that gift most beautifully. So watch. Watch how you use this gift of time. Watch how you spend this gift of time. Watch how you share this gift of time. But also be mindful of with whom you share this gift of time. The present time leads to eternity. Life must lead to life. That is, to Him who is the giver of life and life itself. And Jesus would tell us to watch. To watch over your thoughts. Watch over your words. Watch over your actions. Watch over your thoughts and temptations. Correct old habits. Remove all vices. And Jesus tells us to watch. Watch out for your neighbor. Watch for the face of Christ, the face of Christ in the faces of those whom you encounter each and every day. Respond to others as you would respond to Christ. Tend to others as you would tend to Jesus Himself. Watch out for your spouse. Watch out for your family. Tend to their needs. In all these things, anticipate the day that you're going to have to give an account to God for your life, which we all will. God's going to ask us how it is that we've spent this gift of life, this gift of time that was given to us by Him. During the Advent season, it's good for us to spend more time seriously given to prayer. Take some time to read Scripture, especially the gospel passages that are set aside for the Advent season. Confess your sins. Spend time thinking, reflecting about your life, the people with whom you spend time. Are you affecting them in a good way? Are they affecting you in a good way? Attend an extra mass during the week. Take up some penances. Perform some works of charity and service. Make some quiet time by turning off the electronic distractions you have in home or radio in the car. Celebrate Christmas when it actually is Christmas at the end of the Advent season. But in all things, to prepare the way of the Lord in your hearts, your minds, your lives. To be on your guard. Your enemy, the devil, St. Peter says, is prowling like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, solid in your faith. It's by God's summons that you and I have been born. It's by God's will that you and I are governed. And it's by His decree that we will return on account of our sins to the earth from which we came. The question is, what are we going to do? What we do with, how, and for whom we choose to dedicate that time what we do at this time, how and for whom we choose to dedicate this time that we have between birth and death, all that determines for us either everlasting life or everlasting death. So may we choose here and now in this season of renewal, as we await the glorious return of Christ our Savior and Lord, to waste no time, but to live each and every day in communion with Him, under the guidance of His Holy Spirit, remaining firm unto the end.